This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, and Dr. Russell Anderson, care of Schnepp's Nursing Home, 989-681-3781. Regarding Beverly Morton, M like Mary, O-R-T-O-N like November, date of birth 6/9/1945. Dear doctors, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Morton with current stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, anemia secondary to GI bleed, and congestive heart failure. She was seen in the hospital during her hospitalization from 12/5/24 through 12/19/24 after she had a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, acute GI bleeding requiring polypectomy, and colonoscopy with polypectomy. She did require several blood transfusions during hospitalization, but she did stabilize well enough to be able to go home on 12/19/24, although her hemoglobin has not returned to normal to date. Now she is residing in Schnepp's nursing home for rehabilitation, because in January she fell 7 times in her home due to left leg weakness and her knee gives out. She does have known peripheral artery disease in her lower extremities. She's got stents in the right leg and probably needs them in the left leg also, but has not been able to get back to Midland to have any further intervention done since she's currently residing in Schnepp's. That will need to be done when she's discharged back home from Schnepp's. Today she's in a wheelchair because of the left leg weakness, and she is trying to learn how to walk with a walker, she reports. And she's very alert and oriented, and she just had labs done today for us at the nursing home as per our request. Currently she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has stable dyspnea on exertion, no current chest pain or palpitations, normal bowel movements without blood or melena. Her urine output is adequate without blood or melena, and no current edema of the lower extremities. She does have multiple scabs on her lower extremities, though, healing. Medications, she's on Advair, HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day, albuterol per nebulizer, that's every 4 hours as needed, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram once daily, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, carvedilol is 25 milligram twice a day, she's on C, E, F like Frank, P, O, D like David, O, X, I, M like Mary, E, 200 milligram twice a day for pneumonia. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams once daily. Doxycycline is 100 milligram twice a day for pneumonia. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 50 milligram daily. Lispro regular insulin per sliding scale. Isosorbide is 30 milligrams once daily. Lantus insulin, 12 units once daily. Meclizine, 25 milligram every 12 hours as needed for dizziness. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalent, 2 daily with torsemide, 20 milligram daily, probiotic daily, and a U, M like Mary, E, C, L, I, D like David, I, N like November, I, U, M, bromide inhalation once daily for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient did have low potassium in the hospital also and has had normal potassium up until today when labs were drawn today. And then it was higher than it should be. But I'll review that when I go over labs. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 195 pounds. Pulse is 64, blood pressure 136 over 54, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout without rales or ronchi. Heart is regular with a systolic murmur. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Right lower leg has brisk capillary refill, and it's pink. Left lower leg is slightly dusky. Also brisk capillary refill. It's warm to touch. Several scabs on the shins of both lower extremities. No drainage, no open areas, no edema. And labs were most recently done 2:17:25. Her creatinine is stable at 1.61. Estimated GFR is 32. Calcium 9.0. Sodium 137. Potassium 5.3. And her usual levels have been 4.2, 4.5, 4.4 since she was started on. And some torsemide and then the potassium chloride together. Carbon dioxide 21, albumin low at 3.1, liver enzymes are normal. Thyroid studies, TSH was 3.26, free T4 is 1.26. Now hemoglobin A1C is 7.1. And last CBC was done 2/11 of 2025. Hemoglobin is 9.2, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, but currently has a higher than normal potassium level. We've asked them to repeat just the potassium level on Wednesday, February 19th. If that remains high, we'll have to hold or decrease the dose of potassium that she's taking and then recheck it again within 3 to 5 days. So we will see what that level shows before deciding whether she should stay on oral potassium supplement. 2, diabetic nephropathy with acceptable hemoglobin A1C of 7.1. And 3, anemia secondary to GI bleed, slowly improving. 4, congestive heart failure, currently stable. We've asked them to have lab studies done monthly while she's in SNPs and thereafter for several months just to stabilize, see that the levels remain stable. Also, we may need to adjust the oral potassium when labs do come back. And we want a follow-up visit with this patient within the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.